Oh, no.
What?
Judy Vanderbeck. John Vanderbeck's my, is my boss at the Samaritan Center.
Are we ready? Call to order Board of Works for July 22nd. Need approval of the July 8th minutes.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Department head reports, fire department.
Good afternoon, Sonny Pinkstaff, representing Vincent's Fire Department. Currently, we are we're approaching 1,800 responses year to date. We have completed our hose and pump testing for the year. Everything has passed there. What hose didn't is either being repaired or taken out of service. Our ground ladders are scheduled to be tested this fall. It's a little bit cooler. And I have been in contact with UL regarding our two aerial ladders, and they're going to get back with us for a time to get those tested, and both will need to be flux tested also.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
All right.
Thanks, Sam.
City Inspector.
City Inspector Philip Cooper, from 624 to date, we've had 149 grass violations and 52 trash and junk violations. So, thank you.
All right, thanks, Phil. Animal shelter.
Leah Vantland, Vincent's Animal Shelter. For the month of June, we took in 38 cats. Total outcomes for cats was 26. Of those, 23 were adoptions. One was a feral release and one went to rescue. We did take in 50 dogs in the month of June. 18 were stray, 5 were surrendered by the owners, and 24 were seized. 3 were returned adoptions. Our total outcomes, we had 76 successful animal outcomes for dogs. Of those, 42 were adopted, which is a significant number of dog adoptions for 1 month. We had 31 dogs that were returned to their owner, and we sent 3 dogs to rescue. We had a total of 65 adoptions for the month of June. That was significantly increased by our attending the Indy Mega adoption event. Our current census in our 5-day hold is 4 animals. We currently have 25 animals in foster care. All but 3 of those are unweaned kittens. We have 7 dogs available for adoption and 21 cats. Our total on-site population is 52. We're currently running a $50 cat adoption special because we are expected in the next week to get most all of those foster kittens back in ready for adoption. So we will be beyond full.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Cemetery, Danny.
Gentlemen, Danny Wilson, City Cemetery. For the month of June, we had 19 funeral services in the cemetery. July so far, we've had 11. Year to date, we've had 119, which brings our grand total of everything up to 36,045 services, known burials in the city cemetery. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Danny. No old business, we'll move to new business. First up is First City Music Festival, Nash Dunn. You should have everything in your packet.
Good afternoon, my name is Nash Dunn, representing First City Music Festival here this evening. So this is a music festival that a group and I will be throwing on October 18th and 19th on the Spirit of Vincent's Rendezvous Grounds at the French Commons. I'm here to request an extension of the sound ordinance on those dates. If I could do that here, can I do that here?
Sure.
And
it may be the first.
Extension?
For such request.
I'm here to request an extension for that. I believe that it's sound ordinance is 10 p.m. Is that correct? Or the request would be for midnight. Is that correct? Am I mistaken on that?
I would say.
Sounds good to me.
All right. Okay, good.
We're giving you whatever time you want.
Excellent. Okay. Also seeking approval or, if nothing else, the requirements to hang a banner over the 2nd Street location.
And we've got, we have that paperwork, Paula.
Cheryl.
I mean, Cheryl turned in.
She did not tell me anything about a banner. Did you put that in your original?
I believe so. I mean, hey, I could wait.
Do you know what dates you were looking at for a banner?
Any dates that you would let us have it prior to October 18th and 19th, that I'd be willing.
We can most likely work something out, especially in, yeah, closer to the time. Usually we kind of do something like 2 weeks prior, something like that.
Perfect.
So we'll look for the window 2 weeks prior to the event.
Thank you, Mark.
So do you have other requests that you want to make, or just
that'd
those two?
Just those
okay.
Two.
So we're going to make a motion to approve the requested sound ordinance extension to what time? To
midnight is the request, please.
On the date, on the Saturday evening of the event, or both evenings?
We're looking for both evenings.
Both
Friday
evenings
and
for Friday and Saturday, October 18th and 19th. And then we will also approve a hanging a banner for a 2 week period of time prior to the event to be made by the mayor's administrative assistants, pending, pending proof of insurance.
Okay.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right.
Good luck, Nash. We're excited about it.
Next is street closure for Christian Campus Fellowship. Wayne Tony.
I know that guy.
Yes. You should have this in your pack.
You come here every year.
I do. I've been here about 20 years in a row. representing Christian Campus Fellowship, I'm Wayne Tolman, and we've scheduled our kickoff for Vincennes University on the evening of August 18th. It's a Sunday evening, and my request is that we close the street in front of our house on Lindale from 4 to 10 p.m. On the 18th.
Okay, so I'll make a motion that we approve the closing of Lindale from 4 p.m. until 10 p.m. on August 18th, 2019 for the Christian Campus Fellowship event.
I'll second the motion.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thanks,
Thank
Wayne.
You.
Thanks, Great Wayne. To see you.
Next is street closure for Victory Community Church event, Natasha Mullen.
We're having our annual summer explosion for the community, and I'm just requesting to shut down 12th and State to McKinley. And we have our own roadblocks.
From 3 till?
I would say 6.
3
to 6.
3 to
6.
Yeah. 3 to 6.
August 11th is the date you have.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, so we'll make a motion to approve a street closure on 12th Street between State and McKinley for the Victory Community Church. On August the 11th.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Relay for Life banner, Dwayne Chatton.
For Relay for Life, which is August 24 this year, we request a banner, preferably on Hart Street, for a 2 week period prior to August 24. Might just mention as part of opening ceremonies, they're going to honor former council member Jim Westfall, so all city officials are invited to attend.
So Dwayne, on the request itself, it looks like, because I know the August calendar was pretty tight, but it looks like we have 2 weeks on 2nd Street beginning August the 12th, and a week on College Avenue beginning August same time. So are there two banners, or there's one?
There's one banner.
There's one banner.
They were hoping it to be on
Hart Street. So it looks like maybe we could hang it on College on the week of August 12th, and then move it over to 2nd Street the following week.
Yeah.
So Hart Street's not available then?
No.
Correct.
Okay. Well,
sorry about that.
We should have been earlier.
Yeah.
We will leave it to your discretion where to hang it to promote it.
All right. Great. All right. Thanks, Dwayne.
I'll
second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Next is Festival Latino banner.
Fernando Lozano from the Guava Valley Progresses looking for a banner. We're going to be having our event August 24. I've been in touch with the person in front of the desk, and she mentioned that the only place available is on 2nd Street.
Correct.
Coming tomorrow to the next couple weeks.
Right.
Which I'm obviously would like to take.
Sure.
Unfortunately, right now, I'm still producing the banner.
So oh, okay. So as soon as you produce the banner, we'll hang
it. I think I will have it by tomorrow or the,
okay.
the day after tomorrow. Wednesday,
but if it's a little later, that's fine.
Yeah,
not a
no,
problem.
It's, unfortunately, I didn't know we was
right.
too many
okay.
banners over there.
Great. So we'll make a motion to approve a hanging of a banner for Festival Latino, which is on Saturday, August 24th, to begin 2 weeks starting tomorrow.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank
Great.
You very
Good
much.
Luck with Thanks. The festival.
Next is curb cut request, 806 Perry. Real quick, I'll just say that the city engineer has looked at this and has requested that whoever's doing your work make sure they follow the proper
Yeah, they're going to get with him and find out
okay.
exactly
okay.
what they need to do.
And so then whatever you work out with your neighbor as far as making it the wide driveway or not is between
okay.
you and that
yeah.
person.
They've already said they want a full driveway between the two right. with
okay.
no indent.
Okay.
And in
so
my conversations, we went out and looked at it, and JP said everything's good. It looks
okay. So Tracy, for the record, if you could identify yourself and your address for our record.
Tracy Weber, homeowner, 806 Perry Street, Vincennes.
Okay, and so I'll make the motion to approve the aforementioned request that the mayor identified in detail for 806 Perry Street.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
All right.
Thank you.
Great. Next is United Way. Do we deny this? I don't think we have any available dates.
Yeah. Fortunately, we did. United Way has its kickoff in the on the River Walk on August 29th, and so we're requesting a banner to be hung on, I believe, Second Street that week, right. and then we'll have the Days of Caring on the last Thursday and Friday in September, which I believe are the 27th and 28th. So we've asked for a hanging of a banner, same banner on Hart Street for the 2 weeks prior to that event.
Yeah, starting September 16th.
Okay, so I'll make a motion to approve the hanging of the banner on Second Street the first week beginning August the 26th and the Day of Caring Hart Street to be hung 2 weeks beginning September the 16th. That's
all. I'll second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, miscellaneous. I do have one thing under miscellaneous. Bryce Anderson with the street department has been looking at what's called a track loader. It's a piece of equipment they use to fix alleys. Presently, they rent this equipment. He is looking to purchase it. He's got three quotes. Diamond Equipment for $94,914, Alliance Tractor $86,239, and Pig Implement $86,537. They've looked at the equipment. I think the Diamond comes with the trailer and whatever attachment they need. So
hydraulic rake, Kim.
Bryce is requesting that we approve the Diamond Equipment quote.
Because it more closely matches the need that we have to replace that current equipment.
This will be purchased through their bond money that they have for equipment.
Okay. So I'll make a motion that we approve the quote of Diamond Equipment for $94,914 as recommended by the street department as well as the mayor.
I'll second the motion.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Nothing else. We just need a motion to adjourn.
So move.
We are adjourned.